Spivey Hall brings world-renowned, mostly classical artists to Atlanta. And Spivey takes on the world in another way as well, with its Summer World Music Festival. Joining us now to talk about the upcoming events are Melanie Darby, the education manager at Spivey Hall, and West African Atlanta-based drummer Ali Kamara. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Melanie, this is the fourth year Spivey is celebrating world music. What was the idea that went into forming the festival?
The original idea was to actually expand our young people's concerts from the school year and into the summer. Spivey Hall used to be very quiet during the summertime, and it isn't anymore.
Please give us an overview of the cultures that will be explored this year.
I'll be glad to. It's a three-day festival, and on each day, we're exploring a different region of the world. On Tuesday, June 27th, we are exploring South America. So at 10:30 in the morning, we have an Andean group coming in called Apu Inca. So there'll be Andean flutes and there'll be strings, and it's just a wonderful, eerie type of music that I can't wait for the kids and their families to hear. And then at 12:30, we have Fuego y Hielo. If you like things like Dancing with the Stars, this is a group you're going to adore, because they're going to get people up on their feet and teach them salsa and mambo and all those wonderful dances that you would see on that show. And just, it's going to be so much fun. On Wednesday, we're exploring Ireland. And so in the morning, we have a group called Classical Mountain Fiddles, and they are calling their program Celtic Groove. But really, it's bluegrass meets Ireland. And since bluegrass has its root music from Irish music, it's a great mixture. So I have someone who he learned to play the mandolin and is in the bluegrass tradition, and he doesn't necessarily read music, but he's gotten together with these two former Atlanta Symphony Youth Orchestra members, now all grown up, and a cellist and a violinist, and they're teaching each other their craft. And that's how Classical Mountain Fiddles has come together to bring this Celtic program to us. In the afternoon, we have Celtic Fire, John Mashino's group, and there'll be Irish step dancing with that, and Nella Rigel on the harp. And then the very next day, on Thursday, we're going to end it by exploring Africa. We have a gentleman named Chris Burrows in the morning. He's doing something called Afro Sounds. He's actually a traditional American drummer, jazz drummer, does a lot of different things, so he'll have a drum kit. But he's going to explore the American rhythm versus the African rhythm versus Cuban rhythms. And he's going to have the kids up on stage and show them the different ways to do this. And then I have to end the festival with my favorite all-time artist, which is Ali, who's doing African drum and dance.
Ali, I understand that you formed your first musical ensemble at the age of 5.
Yeah.
And you actually were called upon, your mother was asked for you to perform at people's events, people's parties?
Yes.
When did you first discover drumming?
My first discover drumming is when I was back home in Africa. So we see a lot of, across the street from my parents' house, our house, so it's a big practice place is there. So it's kind of like, you're born in. Once you're born, you start crawling, and you hear more. And then the brothers and sisters, and they take you there to be able to see it. And we grew up into it.
So drumming was all around and among your earliest recollections of sound.
Yes.
Just like the heartbeat. There's a wide variety of instruments you use. Would you tell us about some of them?
Very good. So here today I brought with me the instrument called a djembe drum, and the other one called kreen.
Can we hear some now?
Sure.
So in front of you I see a very beautiful piece of wood, and it has two handles. It has some holes. Kind of looks like a log. How would you describe this, Ali?
This is a very old instrument in Guinea, West Africa. And this instrument, it was back in the day, that time we wasn't have any telephone wire to be able to connect each other. So we play this instrument to be able to be called each other from village to village and crowd to crowd to be able to see it, what's going on in this side and that side.
Let's hear it. Now that is so much more exciting than any cell phone ringtone imaginable. Who needs a telephone when you could call each other with that? That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And you brought another instrument?
Yeah, I bring a djembe with me. A djembe drum is a one piece of a wood, so we have a halo in here to make the air in and out. String in a side, cover with skin.
That is so wonderful.
Imagine that in the acoustics of Spivey Hall.
And I know you were playing very quietly with special attention to our colleagues who are on the air. So I think at full volume, it will be thrilling indeed. How does Spivey's setting lend itself to the festival?
Well, Spivey Hall is located on the campus of Clayton State University. And Clayton State is an unexpected place for a lot of people who've never been there. And I always say, it's not as far as you think. You really need to come on down. But it's full of lakes. There are lakes everywhere. Spivey Hall itself sits on and looks over the largest lake on the campus. It's beautiful. And so this very natural setting is fantastic for the children that come in to this glorious hall with this beautiful chandelier. And right there next to them are trees and a lake and ducks and geese and swans. And so as soon as they're done with a concert, they go out and have a picnic. Or go visit our crafts table, or enjoy playing a djembe right there in the lobby between concerts because we have an instrument petting zoo. So it's a great natural place. It's a beautiful place for a festival.
Ali, I would imagine that you have some interesting stories to share, especially from children hearing you play.
I love play with for the kids and the students and to share the energy with them because I love the energy and my energy connects exactly fit in the right place between me and them. So to dancing, drumming with them and then to be able to invite them in the stage and happy, all that kind of stuff. So they're singing with me and then after the show, I can hear them and hallway walking to their boss and start doing the same song always.
That's
so
great.
I love that. So keeping, playing with them, I very love it. I very, very love it.
So you're not only inspiring them, you're teaching them. They actually can reproduce some of the rhythmic patterns.
Yes.
Ali Kamara, Melanie Darby, this has been a delight. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.